Shops.
E-commerce.
Click to buy. My name is Jason Siebert. I'm the brand marketer at Incredible Marketing, and this is your Incredible Medical Marketing Minute. Today, we're going to talk about online shops, otherwise known as e-commerce or online stores. And this is for your medical practice. Should you have them? Trick question. The answer is yes, you should absolutely have them, but we'll still talk about some pros and cons. We'll go over some products that you can sell, different platforms that you can use to sell them. And then we're going to end with some strategies to make sure that your shop is as successful as it can possibly be. You should absolutely have an online store. And the main benefit is going to be because of the fact that you have your own medical practice. Your practice in and of itself acts as a trust building and customer building mecca. When you recommend products, you're already going to have customers, A, that are going to buy those products, and B, they're going to trust your expertise and they're going to be more apt to buy them because of that. And it's a two-way street because the more times that you sell products to them, the better the results are going to be, and then they're going to come back to you for more services, products, and it's kind of the cyclical relationship that helps you as a medical practice increase your revenue. So we're going to start off with platforms that you can use to sell your products on. First and foremost, you're going to absolutely want to make sure that you have an online shop on your website itself. Your website is going to be your hub for everything. So you're going to make sure that you want to absolutely have a shop built in to your website. And technology is great these days because the plugins make it so simple to do so. They all have their own benefits that you can look up and see what's best for you. They make it so easy. You simply upload your products, your descriptions, your prices, everything like that, shipping information, billing information, and boom. It plugs it into a page on your website. They can go there, easily order and ship and take care of everything right there on the website. The second most important place is gonna be your social media. Social media shops are a rather new thing, but they're extremely powerful, and mainly because of two things. One, people seem to trust these online platforms like Facebook and Instagram a lot more. And second thing is, this is where your customers spend a lot of their time. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or any other platform, you're gonna wanna make sure that you keep them on that platform and that you're able to sell them those products without them ever having to leave. They want the least clicks possible, so if you can capture them when they're on their platform of choice, then you're gonna get them closer to their buying decision and it'll just make it that much more apt to buy. Facebook is awesome because it has a beautiful built-in shop right on your page itself. So it's plugged in straight to your Facebook's business page, and they can simply go to that shop, browse all your products, all of the shipping, logistics, buying, purchasing, billing, everything is built right into the platform, and it makes it really easy. A lot of times the customers already have their credit card on file, so it just makes it so simple for them to do that. Right when they're on Facebook, they're looking at all of your posts, they're learning about stuff, and then boom, they go over there and they buy products. And Instagram is similar. They have a shop for each of your Facebook business profiles, but it takes it a couple steps further. And one being that now with the new Instagram update, the little shop icon has replaced the like icon right on the bottom of the, on your bottom tab. So now it makes it just a click away with their thumb that they can visit the shops for everybody that they follow. They can browse products and buy right there. So it makes it super simple. And even one step further, and this has been around for a little bit longer, but I think it's an extremely valuable tool that is quite frankly underutilized, where you can actually use your own Facebook feed and the photos that you post on there to act as a selling platform. So you can tag pieces, whether you have an actual product in the picture itself or whether you have someone that has used the product, you can tag that person's face and you can, let's say it's a skincare product, for example, you can add that, tag the item on there, they can just click on it, boom, and they can buy it. If the item is in the picture itself, you just tag the item and they just see a little pin, they click on it, they can visit it, learn about it, buy it right there on your actual feed as they're scrolling through their Instagram feed. Captures them when they're the most captivated, and it makes it super simple for them to do it on these online platforms. One bonus tip that I think is really important when it comes to social media is to make sure that you use your lives or your stories or any time that you have a captive audience to promote your online shop. So if you're doing a live feed on your Instagram and you're talking about some of the things that you do in your shop and then say, actually, you know, here's a skincare product, boom. Also head over to our shop and you can pick up the products right there. They just a couple clicks away. And the same thing goes for Facebook. If you're doing a story and you're talking about anything, you're interviewing, you can literally just tell them, yeah, just head over to our shop right on our Facebook profile and you can purchase this product. Now, let's talk about a few products that you can sell. And in reality, whatever you sell, whatever you're comfortable putting on your shelves should be the products that you're selling online. The beauty of having an online shop is that you can stock a lot more products than you can fit on your shelves in your practice. You can flood your online shop with great products, but just make sure that these are products that you would feel comfortable putting on your own shelf and promoting to the patients that you just perform treatments or services on. But that can include anything from the most common being skincare, that can be aromatherapy, that could be branded goods. And I quite frankly think this is underutilized, but gift cards. Gift cards have a hidden bonus built into them because a lot of times when one of your patients buys somebody a gift card, this other person that they're buying it for might not already be a patient. So you now have a new patient that's built in or a new customer through your online shop. And to benefit even further, your gift cards are automatically paid for that money. That money's been automatically spent. So that's automatic revenue. And a lot of times, if let's say it's a $100 gift card, they're gonna wanna max that out. And to get exactly $100 on the gift card is gonna be impossible. So a lot of times you're gonna get a little bit of extra spend on top of that. So it'll just add to that bottom line and increase the revenue. So let's talk about some of the benefits and drawbacks of having an online shop for your medical practice. And first off, we'll start with the benefits. The first obvious benefit is it's going to be a source of revenue that can, a lot of times, research has shown make up at least 25% of your revenue. This is money that you can make when you're not in the practice itself. So essentially, it's money you can make while you're sleeping. You know, you might have to put the work in up front, but once you set everything up, it kind of runs itself. So it really can truly be passive income, and you can set it up to where you're pretty heavily involved in it, or you can pay, you know, get a little bit less of a cut and have it automated and have other people kind of middleman it for you. So you don't really have to touch the product or the process. And you can set it up for your lifestyle. I'd say one of the bonus tips that you have is after you've completed a procedure or service and you're sending one of your patients home, send them home with a goodie bag with little samples of some of these products that you sell online. Put a little card in there for a link to your online shop. Boom, they go on and they purchase those items, and now you've created your own little, you know, little referral program. Let's talk about some of the drawbacks. The main drawback is going to be your time and energy. That's everything from stocking your inventory to shipping to dealing with returns and everything in between. But you can have companies that literally take care of everything for you. They'll get everything up, they'll provide the descriptions, they'll take care of the shipping, they'll take care of the payment processing, everything. Your cut, if you will, is gonna be a little bit smaller, but if you don't wanna spend extra time on it, you don't have to. You can simply choose your products and get everything set up, and then they will take it from there and handle it. And you won't have to put that much time and energy into it. And you can, like I said before, make money while you sleep. Strategies to make sure that your online shop is as successful as it can possibly be. Starting off, number one, packaging. In the day and age where Apple and all these products that are sent to your house come in these beautiful packages, it's expected. Everything should be either branded or high quality or look nice or resemble your practice in some way. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna want them to convey the same level of quality that you provide at your practice itself. Number two, imagery and media. You're the one taking pictures of your products. The same as they expect good packaging, they expect good product photos, they expect maybe sometimes even videos, how to use videos. If you go on Amazon, you can buy a little photo studio and you can set it up in your practice, in your home, however you want to do it. And you can simply just stick it in the little photo studio, take a picture with your phone, because we all have great cameras on our phone these days, and boom, you have a good product photo. All right, number three, something that people don't often think about is permissions. And what I mean by that is if you're selling a national brand, a product that is a national brand, you're gonna wanna make sure that you have permissions to sell it. And in all reality, it's kind of a bonus because a lot of times if you're selling a national brand, they'll provide you with a whole media kit to sell it. They'll provide you with descriptions. They'll provide you with very high quality imagery and maybe even how-to videos. So you don't even have to do the legwork of setting that up. But make sure with every product that you sell that you look into that. Number four, and this one's important, be picky. When you select your products, make sure that these are products that you feel comfortable giving to your customers. The same way that you would stock your shelves in your practice, make sure that you stock your online stores with the same high-level products that you know are going to work well for your customers. Word of mouth is everything. And if you're selling very high-quality products, you're going to get return customers, you're going to get referrals, and you're also going to have better results for the procedures and the treatments that you provide. So make sure to curate your list very, very carefully. And in reality, with conferences, with vendors, you have access to so many different types of products. There's really no excuse to not have the best products possible stocked in your online store. Number five, utilize marketing automation. Essentially, if you've ever gone to a website and you see a little pop-up, sign up for this or get 10% off, boom, and then you've now been added to their list, you've been sent to the system, this is something that you should absolutely employ for your online shop. And from then on, you can continuously follow up. You can follow up with promotions, you can send the promotional emails, deals, product trials. Make sure to use marketing automation tools to capture clients, follow up with them, and stay engaged. Number six, make sure that you have a good return policy. Nowadays with Amazon and Target and everybody with these great return policies, people expect it, especially when it's a skincare product. And you might have to eat a little bit of cost, but in the end, it's going to make a huge difference in the trust of the customers and them actually making that buying decision. Number seven, consider private labeling. This is something that is not for everyone. This is a way for you to control everything in-house, from one source, you have all your branding on your products. But if you're a small practice or a startup, you're not there yet. These are for practices that are established and have a great reputation. And a lot of times, if you slap a label on it, they're not gonna wanna buy that. They're gonna wanna buy from national brands that have been around for a long time. But if you've established a really solid reputation, then this is a great way to control everything, put branding on everybody, everything, client retention, and just kind of keep these clients close to you. But also, it comes with a second warning, make sure that the products that you slap your label on are high quality products. Number eight, and our final strategy, offer curbside pickup. This is more relevant to the time that we're living in now, but it's pretty necessary and it's gonna help a lot for your clients and for you, because these are going to be some of your own patients that are buying your products online, their referrals that are also living in the area. So having curbside pickup available is going to be really key. And more importantly, for those people that have health and safety concerns. If your medical practice is not selling products online right now, then you are missing out on tons of passive and potential revenue that, who knows, you could end up making more revenue from your online shop than you ever imagined. If you want any more information, any more educational content for your medical practice, head over to our Knowledge Hub. Check back weekly for new videos. We're going to be continuously releasing new educational content every week. Feel free to reach out to us directly, email, phone, direct message, and just tell us what you're struggling with. What matters here is solving real life problems for real life practices. Cheers.